DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
We have been paying a lot of attention to elections in other countries in the last week or so, and we'll be coming to the UK election. Keir Starmer, the new British Prime Minister, has been visiting Belfast today, all smiles and happiness, I have to say. But in France, they had their second runoff yesterday after the National Party, the right-wing party of Marine Le Pen, topped the poll after the first outing. Then the opposition got organised, and guess what? They came third this time around with a left coalition winning and Macron's party, the president's party, in second. It was quite the turn of events. Lara Marlow, a French journalist and author, is with me now. Lara, we talked about this before the first round, and it seemed almost impossible to stop the rise of the National Rally, but yet it happened.
Good morning, Jonathan. Yes, it happened and it is amazing. I mean, everyone was shocked, including myself, and we all got it wrong, but I've never been so happy to get a story wrong. It just seems amazing. And how do you explain it? I think the fact that the left in particular organized very, very quickly this coalition that, which calls itself the New Popular Front, which won around 182 seats. They're recounting all the votes, but about 100, the biggest portion of the National Assembly. They're socialist, communist, ecologist, and the France Unbound Party, which is the furthest left. I think it was partly their organization, the fact that the old Front Républicain, the Republican Front against the extreme right, was somehow revived. We thought it was dead. Also, the behavior of the National Rally, Marine Le Pen's party, between the two rounds of the legislative election, they were gloating. They were so sure of winning because they'd got a third of the votes in the first round. Jordan Bardella, her protege, kept saying, I'm going to be prime minister. I'm going to be in a cohabitation with Macron. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Marine Le Pen was already challenging Macron's authority. She said that his title as commander-in-chief of the armed forces was purely honorific. I think that really rubbed people the wrong way. Also, the coverage of the National Rally this morning is blaming the media for their loss and what Bardella called an alliance of dishonor. They've sort of basically the line is they were cheated out of their victory. But the coverage of the RN candidates during the campaign showed how racist they were. There were a lot of quotes that came out about even an anti-Semitic one, but mostly about Arabs and blacks. An RN couple in Montargis in near central France who told their black neighbor, a nurse, to get back in her kennel. I mean, horrific stuff that just kept coming out. And I think it woke people up and they just said, well, is this really what we want? And then finally, another factor, which I think may have been important, is that the left-wing coalition, the New Popular Front, is very pro-Palestinian. And they had they said they will recognize Palestine. I think that there's an undercurrent of pro-Palestinian feeling in France, despite the fact that the government and all the other parties are very, very pro-Israeli. And I think that also played a role. There were Palestinian flags on the Place de la République last night, for example.
It will be interesting to see the age demographic, if we do get it, of who voted and for whom, because it seems to be a particular concern that younger French voters were being drawn to the right wing of French politics. But what was particularly interesting was the Jean-Luc Mélenchon, the leader of this effective right-wing, or left-wing group, or rather, they engaged in tactical voting. They withdrew candidates.
Yes.
And that seems to have made a huge difference.
Absolutely. There were 224 candidates who pulled out of the race in voting districts where there were three candidates or more. There were even four in some districts. And that made all the difference. And the left actually pulled out in far more races than the right. There were 120 left-wing candidates who pulled out, and about an 84, you know, center and right-wing candidates who pulled out to make this tactical voting work. And it was extremely effective. And this is why, you know, the national rally is screaming, this is unfair, this is cheating, this is an aberration, so on and so forth. But there are a lot of calls for reform of the voting system to a first-past-the-post, one-round system, which would also help the national rally. And I must say, even though there's a great joy on the part of the opponents of the extreme left today, last night and today, there is in the back of everyone's mind the fact that the presidential election will be with us in 3 years. Macron cannot stand again. Not that I think he would be elected. He's extremely unpopular. But Marine Le Pen is a candidate, and one has the feeling they are just waiting in the wings. And even though they've lost this time, even though they came in third, we could be facing the same sort of dilemma all over again 3 years from now.
That there is a risk of paralysis as well, because no party will have an overall majority, or no grouping will have an overall majority here. So are we looking at a lame duck parliament?
That is the worry. What happens next? It could be complete paralysis. It could be sniping, you know, fighting in the National Assembly. I mean, it has been pointed out that the National Rally and the left-wing coalition together do have an absolute majority. Now, they are sworn enemies. They're on opposite ends of the spectrum, of the political spectrum. But if they got together to demand that Macron resign, for example, they would have enough deputies to do it. Now, the epicenter of French politics is shifting from the Élysée to the National Assembly. Macron must name a prime minister. And he said, since last night, he said he's going to wait to see how the National Assembly will structure itself before choosing his prime minister. Mélenchon wants to be prime minister. He is rejected by a very large number of people. He's really a sort of repellent kind of figure for so many voters.
To draw a comparison, Dara, sorry to cut across you, he's kind of a...
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
Orban-esque figure, isn't he?
Yeah, he's accused of anti-Semitism the way that Jeremy Corbyn was. He's old. I mean, he's 72 years old. He's been around for a very long time. He's very truculent and combative and often negative and full of himself. And he really, even people who voted for the new Popular Front, really don't want Mélenchon. And one of the big issues for the last 2 weeks in the campaign was if the Popular Front by miracle should win, which it did up to a point, we don't want Mélenchon as prime minister. And a lot of the left-wing candidates kept saying he won't be prime minister, he won't be prime minister, he won't be prime minister. And there was a lot of infighting within the left during the campaign to the point that some of their candidates did not want to be associated with France Unbound, with Mélenchon's party anymore. I don't think he can be prime minister. I don't think Macron in a million years would name Mélenchon prime minister, but he's certainly demanding it. There are three people two of whom have really emerged during this campaign who inspire confidence, who I think could achieve a consensus. One is the Green leader, Marine Tondelier. She's 37 years old, very impressive woman, and she was all over the radio and television and giving interviews and talking. In the beginning, she was very, very upset after the first round, but she was brilliant. Raphael Glucksmann, who's a socialist, who's a member of the European Parliament, who's very charismatic, very articulate. He has a very wide following. And then finally, Laurent Berger, who's a little bit older than the other two. He's 55, but he was leader of France's largest trade union, the CFDT, for a very long time. He's a moderate, he's a rational, sensible, intelligent, experienced man, And he did say between the two rounds of the campaign, when a lot of people were saying he ought to be prime minister, he said he didn't want to be. But I think he could probably be talked into it.
An interesting point from one of our listeners. First Past the Post saw the right lose in the UK, and First Past the Post would have seen the right wing win in France, which is an interesting point. And one other listener has pointed out, delaying and denying people's political choice isn't a good idea in the long run. People voted accordingly in huge numbers, a million more votes than for any other parties, only to see the far left loonies, the largest party, thanks to Macron's awful idea to hold this election. It will empower Le Pen's party.
It may. It certainly strengthens their grievance that they're being kept out of power by this strange combination alliance of people who have nothing other in common than the fact that they oppose the extreme right. But I would like to remind that listener that the extreme right only got one third of votes, and that two thirds of the French do not want to be governed by the extreme right. So I think it's democratic. And now the problem, again, is how do they organise from now on?
And of course, if we look at the British system, which is First Past the Post, Labour got one third of the vote and ended up with a massive majority in Parliament. Every system has its own inherent flaws. The bottom line, Lara, do you think Macron can survive this to stay in power for the remainder of his term?
Yes, but very seriously weakened. But, you know, his camp now are saying, you see, Macron was right to call the snap election. Macron is brilliant. He's a brilliant strategist. I'm not sure that's true, because his centrist coalition together, it's called Ensemble, they lost 94 seats. They're down to about 168 seats. So from his personal point of view, it wasn't brilliant. And also he throughout the campaign was saying, the left-wing coalition is just as bad as the extreme right. And this has proven that French people don't think so. They're not the same thing. They're not extremist in the same way that the far right is. Although, you know, the at Marine Le Pen's at the headquarters near the Chateau de Vincennes last night, they were shouting terrorist when Mélenchon came on television. So the country is extremely polarized. It's in three blocks, the far left, the far right, and Macron's centrist in the middle. And they have to come to some kind of understanding if they're going to keep France on the rails. Economically, if the left-wing coalition is able to fulfill its platform, its program for the elections, it would be horrendous for the economy. And France is already one of the most indebted countries in the European Union. And one wonders if banks will keep lending to them. How is this going to work out? I mean, the left want to raise the minimum wage to 1600 euro a month from 1400 euro a month. They want to rescind their pension reform, which Marine Le Pen's party also wants to do. So if they abrogate the pension reform, how is that paid for? I mean, there are a hell of a lot of really difficult questions ahead.
All right, Lara Marlow, French-based author and journalist. Pleasure as always. Thank you very much for bringing us up to speed. And as always, helping me understand what is a complicated system. Again, as we've seen in other countries, the centre being eroded, and it goes far left and far right. And whatever you may say about the Irish system and the results it throws up, at least our Parliament does represent what the people vote for, whether you agree with it or not. You know, we do get a Parliament, we force them into room, we make them form a government, and you mightn't agree with that government, but the system, a lot to be said for it when you look at what's happened in other countries in recent...
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.